Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Max and Friends. I'm Jennifer English, standing in, sitting in, and being in for Max Tucci while he's on vacation, except now he's back. And I get to introduce him and welcome him to his very own show over the last several weeks while he was on his extraordinarily well-deserved vacation. I had the great honor and privilege of keeping the mic and seat warm for you, Max Tucci. But I was thrilled when you asked me to join you tonight to have a conversation about where you've been and what you've been up to. I love the idea. I get to interview you tonight, everybody. The one and only Max Tucci, author of The Delmonico Way. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a minute because there's news. I don't know if we're still embargoed or not. We'll talk about that. But I'm Jennifer English. Max is here with us and welcome back from your vacation, my friend.
Jennifer, thank you so much. Thank you so much for filling in for Max and Friends for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks. I don't even know where in time or space we are. But I do know that before we continue with this show, A, I want to thank you and Sam and everyone for, you know, holding it together for me while I was out and enjoying summer. But before we go any further, I do want to take a moment, being that today is September 11th, to just be still and know for a moment that all that is surrounds us and welcomes us to a time where we can find peace and quiet. So let's just have a moment of silence for all that shifted and changed, for the loss that we had on September 11th of 2001. And in our breath, we find the peace to be able to be still and know. So thank you for that moment. And thank you for having me back on my show. Here we are. Here we are.
So I have to tell you, I've been a talk show host for decades, and I've missed the kind of opportunity that you've created here to have conversations and really beautiful, intimate moments with your guests. And I've missed that. And I have to thank you for the privilege of getting reminded about what I love about what I do and what I've been really privileged to have been gifted with in my life and in my career. You really reminded me of something that in the world of TikTok and Twitch and GIFs and 6 second vines and ever quickening, ever speeding up things, that sometimes the real luxury is the humanity of just being present in a moment with someone in conversation. And you set a really sacred space to do that. Before we go anywhere else today, would you talk about what this show is and what you dreamed it could be?
Yeah, well, you know, it's beautiful. I think with everything, you know, the only thing constant is change. And so for the space of Max and Friends, it was always a platform where we did what my grandfather said, validate, I hear you, I see you, you matter. Creating a space where we can invite people. You know, when I did the TV show version of Max and Friends, I don't know if you knew I had that on WSFL, the CW here in Florida. And the intro of the show was, I always wanted to do a show where I can introduce you to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people. No matter who they are, the one thing they have in common is that they're all inspirational. And that was really how Max and Friends transitioned. Because at the beginning of the show, Sam, can you believe I'm here for so long? 14 years, going in my 15th year here on LA Talk Radio. And when we first started the show was titled To the Max. And it was really a lifestyle concierge show where I introduced our listeners to guests, to products, to things that I loved. You know, and then there was a market shift with Bernie Madoff, and the luxury market, you know, went suffered for a little bit. And so we tried to develop a concept where what can we continue to do that has the Max Factor, the Tucci touch, the Delmonico way? And so we, you know, I remember the conversation that I was having with producers, and I said, look, if Oprah can have friends, Max can have friends. And so we titled it Max and Friends. And then it was a stage where we can bring people on to validate them, their story, their purpose, their passions, and to encourage and inspire others. And so it's really, it's a beautiful space. And through the years, it's won numerous awards, from Telly Awards to Communicator Awards, to from best shows, from music shows, to religious spirituality shows, to even getting one for hosting for myself. So, you know, the validation of the awards are a beautiful gesture, but it's really the emails and the tweets and the direct messages that I get it to the Max Tucci or to at Max Tucci. You can tweet me at Max Tucci, Instagram me at Max Tucci. And it's the letters there that I get from listeners who say, you know, my life has changed, or something that I heard in your show made me look at things differently. And so I love the Maya Angelou quote that says, when you learn, teach. And I feel that every day in my life, I learn. I'm constantly learning. That was a beautiful show I did where we spoke about that we're in this space of constantly learning. So when things don't go in the way that we think they should go, we're constantly learning. And that's what Max and Friends has become. So thank you for asking.
So after 14 years, you got a well-deserved vacation. And certainly after a couple of years of pandemic limitations, we've missed the places that are home to us, even beyond our home. There are many places on the planet where we get there and our toes go in the sand, or our feet hit the grass, or our head hits the pillow, and we breathe differently because we are home. And sometimes one must travel, take a journey to get there. Sometimes that journey is inward. Sometimes that journey is on a plane. And your summer vacation this year gave us a little bit of each of those things. I had the privilege of talking to you from your destination. So I wanted to ask you about why this year was summer vacation so important to make time for.
Well, you know, for me, it was, I knew what the future held. You know, even 6 months ago, I can go back to 2 years ago when Rizzoli gave me a book deal and said, fall of 2022 is going to start your book tour. And so I knew the future was holding something great. And I know that to be able to fulfill the greatness that the future held for me, I had to be still and present in the moment. And so for me, it's really being in the space of meditation, being in the space of joy and bliss, and one country that really offers all of that to me. You know, it's like the movie Waiting to Exhale is my beloved Florence and Italy in general. But Florence is my home. My family is in the area. And it's a place that I know. You know, there's that show that I did. You saw the sizzle. I posted it from 10 years ago called Inside Italy's Food Festivals. There's something magical about when you go to anywhere, no matter where in the world it is, but you're welcomed. And so when I would go to my beautiful little antica Bottega del Pane, and I would walk in and, oh, attore, presentore, Massimiliano Tucci, Max Tucci is here. There's my spirit smiled, you know? And it's like when you go to your local Starbucks and they write your name on your cup with your face on it. But so for me, it's that joy of being in a space that really makes me happy. And so I knew that I needed to take the time in order to fill up my spirit and my soul so that when I go on this book tour, I can give my all. And that's really what this summer represented. Plus the fact that I received a phone call from a dear friend of mine, Mr. Clive Davis, a couple of months ago. And Clive had said, you know, we're planning this trip. Would you like to come? And, you know, I knew that being in his presence was the present. So naturally, I accepted his invitation. And we spent a beautiful time aboard a very wonderful yacht for a wonderful amount of time in Amalfi and Capri. And then we journeyed from there to Ercolano and Pompeii, and then ended up in Florence, and then did a whole drive-through from Florence to Monte Carlo to Pesaro, where we saw the Museum of Rossini and so many wonderful synchronicities that arose. So one in particular, Jennifer, that I think you'll really love, was when we went to Pesaro, there's the Museum of Rossini there. It's also where my aunt Katina Rinieri is buried, the first time I was able to go to the cemetery since her death. And then also Mario Del Monaco was buried there. As I'm sitting in the hotel having a macchiato, I notice a flyer, and it says, Rinata Tabaldi, diva, at the Museo di Rossellini. So I said, we have to go, because Rinata Tabaldi was the voice of an angel, as Toscanini called her, voice of the angel. She was a soprano, Met, Grammy Award winner, and she constantly was at Delmonico's when she came to New York. So it was odd that I had mentioned her in the book, spoken about Renata Tibaldi, and then when I'm in Pesaro, her spirit literally in a flyer was next to me while I was having my coffee, because they were doing her costumes throughout the years and her personal belongings at the museum. So the Delmonico wave followed me all the way to the beautiful Pesaro beach, where I have wonderful friends who invited me to their beach, and we had a wonderful time. But that was a really special moment to be able to see all the costumes of Rinata Tabaldi. So it was in the book.
I have to ask the question about summer vacations. What did this year's summer vacation teach you about what it means, summer vacation?
Summer vacation, really, this year, it's the first time that I was able to re-enter Italy since pandemic. But summer vacation, being in Italy and really experience everything from really the sublime, I mean, the ultimate sublime of cruising on a yacht with a crew of 13, you know, more crew than guests, to literally going, I met the most incredible woman. Her cookbook is called Luguria. We share the same editor with Rizzoli and Caitlin, and her book Luguria is fabulous cookbook that's out right now. And Caitlin said, call up Laurel Evans, and you know, you're both in the Tuscany region, and see if you can connect. And summer vacation to me was defined in the moments that I spent with Laurel Evans and her family. The fact that Laurel and her husband and her two children, they go to the beach, they relax on the beach, go in the water, they have lunch, and there's just this really beautiful decompression, and family is with together. And it was such a beautiful definition of being present, being with the ones you loved, being in a space that was familiar. You know, the beach is there and the lounge chairs in Italy, they kind of like their own story. Because there's only one way there's a couple of ways to get the lounge, the front row especially. You either have parrot or someone has to pass it along to you, or it's your family's. And so there's this ritual of the lounges at the beaches in Italy. But family and being together, togetherness, you know, really being in the presence of those that we love is, to me, the definition of summer vacation, no matter where you are in this world, to be with the ones that you love, and to notice them, and to have them notice you, and to put down the cell phones, and to just enjoy the moment.
What were some of the surprises that you encountered? Because once you take the brave step to leave home, and you're on your journey, when it's the right journey, and you're in the flow, magic happens. Mm-hmm. Can you share, because you really have the gift of magic, and lest anyone doubt that, just listen to back episodes of Max and Friends. But talk a little bit about how magic came to life for you on this journey.
I love the question, Jennifer, because magic presented itself at the beginning of the trip. We flew JetBlue for the first time to London, which was the most incredible experience. Their mint cabin, their lay flat seats, you have your little, you know, your little cubby. It was just so perfect. Everything about my JetBlue experience was perfect. However, not JetBlue, we then had a connection flight from London to Naples. And as we're landing on the flight from JetBlue to London, surprise number one, the flight, the connection flight with another airline was canceled. So before we landed, we knew our flight was canceled and what we were going to do. And there were these horrifically long lines. So we went to another air carrier, booked a ticket right away. And then we were on our way to the airport and realized that the ticket that we booked was literally not for the day that we thought it was. It was for the next day. So I was like, here we are in London. We're staying in a hotel. Let's make the best of this. Forget the airport. Forget the flight. Let's like make London part of the trip. And so it became part of the trip. You know, it was like perfectly unfolding. And then I was like, we're in London. We have to go to the theater. So we went to see My Fair Lady and we walked in. Do you have seats? Yes. Instead of 80 pounds, they were 60 pounds, you know, because we bought them directly from the box office. So all of this magic was unfolding on day one, the surprise. Instead of getting all of that rage and no, and the control of where this is supposed to be, I was able to ooze into the moment of, so the flight was canceled. Okay. You know, we made it work anyway. And in that surprise, discovered so many wonderful things about London. So, you know, when they rise up to meet you, sometimes they start as a whisper, and if they have to end in a cancellation of a flight, change the lens. You know, I love to say when we have life as a kaleidoscope, change the lens of the kaleidoscope and look at it differently and let that surprise of staying longer in London like it did for me unfold naturally. That was surprise number one.
It also requires an openness.
Yeah.
And literally creating the room for some magic to happen. And that doesn't tend to happen usually. And I say usually, and there are no absolutes. When you're in so much control, when you feel like you need to control everything, you just alluded to that. Maybe one of the best lessons as we head back to school, so to speak, is this idea that, you know, maybe something better is awaiting you than that which you could dream and control.
Yeah. Well, you know, the beautiful no's, you know, when someone tells you no, we spoke about briefly at the top of the show off air, you know, man's rejection is God's protection. You know, I constantly say that. But I did a talk the other day on Clubhouse with Valerie Love, and we were talking about authorship and writing books. And how, you know, how many times I was told no with the, you know, the Delonica way. No, 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 no. And what is so grateful about the no is that will lead you to the person that says yes. The person that says yes is the person that we need to link up with, because the person that says yes to you is the one that believes in you. So regardless of all the no's, accept them, thank the no's, because when the net yes comes, I promise you, the yes will say, I see you, I hear you, and you matter, and I support you. So, you know, there's something beautiful about the flow and about getting in the flow and understanding the flow. But also it's about the ooze, like we say with Gordana Biernat. It's the ooze with the flow that feels so good, because the ooze is what you are. And the ooze is how you maneuver through the flow. And so, so yeah, it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing when we can let go and just trust.
Isn't a trip all about trust, though?
Well, you know, we know, I love how Valerie Love describes travel and vacation and trips. And what Valerie Love often does when she travels is doesn't plan, kind of shows up and lets everything unfold because she knows it will. And that was like one of my experiences, surprise in Cinque Terre. We decide to leave Monte Carlo. We're going to go to Cinque Terre. Summer already full swing. And I call this one hotel in Monte Rosso. I said, do you have a room? Oh, yes, we do. It just became available. Somebody canceled. We'll take it. I'll be there in 3 hours. We then were looking for a boat to do the islands of Cinque Terre. They were all accounted for. And a huge rain cloud came in and poured. And I called one boat and I said, are you available? And he says, someone just canceled because of the rain. So when it stops raining, I'll be able to take you out. Yes, book us. So it kind of like, you know, when there's, when the intentions behind the trip are of, I'm going to enjoy myself and I'm grateful for the moment that I'm in, everything unfolds. And that was without being in control. And that's a lot of ways that Valerie Love, who I've done many shows with here on Acting Friends, how she travels.
The lesson in that is so big and so powerful. I'm not saying don't make reservations, don't find yourself, you know, at a sold out festival without a place to sleep, by far from that. But taking what you just shared with us about Monte Rosso, and by the way, one of my favorite places on the planet, the Cinque Terre, and Porto Venere in particular.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel the salt from the ocean on my lips and a good swim. And then washing it down with one of those bright, cool, crisp white wines that accompanies the Fritto Misto that are brilliantly placed on a platter. It's a dry fry of little fishes and calamari, interspersed with fresh herbs and wedges or slices of lemon, impeccable salt and pepper. And the simplicity of it is as exquisite as the surroundings. The recipe is just show up, cook what you catch, sit back and enjoy. But listening to you describe how it unfolded for you as magic in this vacation, the summer vacation, I have to ask, is there a way we can write a recipe to be ready for such things? My famous question, and I say it all the time and I get quoted on this, is, are you ready? Is there a recipe to be ready for this?
Yeah, the recipe is letting go. Step one, let go. Step two, trust. Step three, look around. Step four, notice. Step five, say yes. And step six, be available. You know, that's my recipe to it all. Being available is beautiful. The recipe of being available, you know, really is such a beautiful, and there's so many ingredients to being available. The ingredients of being available, you know, we can say our trust, our letting go, or all of these things. But really being available is a wonderful, it's a wonderful expression of freedom. When you're available, all that is will rise up to meet you, you know, and it's like, it's not a fantasy. I always say we're the creators of our reality. We are the creators of our reality. And if you can see it in your mind, they say you can create it in your reality. But what I say is if you can see it in your mind, it is already created in your reality. Everything that we create is going to happen. We just have to be available for the moment for it to happen.
And that's why living in the past or dwelling on things that have already happened prevents you from being ready and prevent you from being open to whatever brand of magic is in store for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the brand of magic is what we create. And, you know, holding oneself hostage to the past. You know, we have a beautiful journey in this life. And it's so easy to hold ourselves hostage to who we might have been 10 years ago, who we might have been yesterday. But, you know, as we evolve and as we develop and as we grow and as we mature and as we unfold in life, be gentle with holding yourself hostage to the past of who you thought you were. Who I was 15 years ago is not who I am today. Who I was 3 years ago before writing The Demonica Way is not who I am today. So really the journey of being gentle with oneself. You know, there's this new school year I love to call September. Really, September starts the new year for me. It's not January. And so September, now that we're really starting, the go back to school notion is, let's go back to our inner school. Let's go back to what we've learned throughout the many years that we're alive. All these lessons, realizing that no lesson is ever wasted. No experience is ever wasted. And where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. So as we journey through the past of our lessons of life, being available right now, we're here. We've arrived to this moment that we're supposed to be in.
This is Max and Friends. Max Tucci, our host, is in residence once again. I'm Jennifer English, the lucky guest host who kept the mic warm while he was on vacation. And in this twist, I'm getting ready to turn the mic back over to him for next week. But before we do, we've got about, I'd say, 3 or 4 minutes left. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the book, because you had the chance to go on vacation with the book. It's all done. It's ready to be published and distributed, et cetera. Are we allowed, is the information about the success the book is already enjoying still embargoed?
It's been released, so you are. I would be honored for you to discuss the excitement of what has happened over the last week.
Well, it's more than just a little bit exciting, and I want to make sure I get all of the details of this correct. But Max, first of all, tell everybody the name of the book, because it's actually a very fulsome, intentional title.
Thank you. So the book is The Delmonico Way: Sublime, Entertaining, and Legendary Recipes from the Restaurant That Made New York by Max Tucci Rizzoli. And honored that we were submitted for a Muse Creative Award. You know, the submissions go in.
Can I drum roll this? Do we have sound effects?
Drum roll it.
Yes. So, off the TradeWire news, The Delmonico Way, Sublime, Entertaining wins the 2022 Muse Creative Award for this beautiful cookbook published by Rizzoli. Max Tucci wins the 2022 Muse Creative Award. Winners of the 2022 Muse Creative Awards for design and creative efforts have been officially announced by the International Awards Association, and Max Tucci is among one of the winners. With well over 6,000 entries received from across the world, the Muse Creative Awards and Muse Design Awards resume their mission to honor the most extraordinary creative design professionals' excellence. You, my darling friend Max, won the gold winner book for your cookbook, The Delmonico Way. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an outstanding publication. I mean, to be able to come home to the welcome of a Muse Creative Award. You know, the book was submitted obviously electronically to the Muse Creative Board and to their judges. And expectations lead to limitations. So I never expect that I'm going to win. But when the submission goes in, I let go and I just trust that I know the work that I did, that I put in, will be recognized. And so to be able to be recognized by the Muse Creative Awards is such a joy, that now the book, The Delmonico Way, is officially an award-winning book. And it's not even on the market yet. It comes on the market next month. We have our book tour starting, and next month we'll start all the, you know, the promotions and the events into November and December. So the book is technically not even been delivered yet, and it's already winning awards.
Well, with that, we're going to wrap this segment up. I'm going to say congratulations and thank you for the privilege of getting to sit in this beautiful seat in the sacred space that you've carved out for magic to happen, for us all to be open and ready for everything that's meant for us. And welcome home.
Thank you. I feel great to be home. I'm so grateful for you, Jennifer, for, you know, here's the reality. Like attracts like. So when I was thinking of who would I love to have be part of the show, Max and Friends, over the summer, you were the choice. Because I know what you bring and deliver. And what you bring and deliver on air is exactly what I bring and deliver. It's the validation of I see you, I hear you, you matter, and let's share stories. So thank you for sharing stories over the last 5 weeks with some wonderful guests. Those shows are all in the archives of latalkradio.com/max, and you can find all the shows there that were over the summer. And I adore you. I thank you. And we'll end the show. Yeah, tell me.
Can I come back when we launch our holiday celebration guide? Because we have the Choice & Co. holiday celebration guide for alcohol-free bubbles coming.
Absolutely. We'll have you. Listen, Jennifer, you know, you always have a seat in the mic here on Max and Friends. Always. So just let me know when and you'll join me and if I wasn't so tired, I'd have to wake up to do a photo shoot tomorrow. We would continue the show. So what's going to happen now is this show is going into replay. We're not here for the full time, but you'll hear this show again. And so I know Sam is like, we've got to wrap this up because we end at this certain time. So on that note, what I'm going to say is what I've longed to say for the last 5 weeks. Good night and good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends, and I applaud and standing ovations to my friend, Jennifer English. Thank you for holding down the fort.